Hey everyone, it's me, Jason Flom, and today we're going to have a special clip from the highly anticipated second season of one of my favorite podcasts, Proof. I mean, I binged that first season, and I think you're really going to love it. Proof is an investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Now I'm going to play a clip from the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse. Don't forget to subscribe to Proof wherever you get your podcast so you can follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked and ignored evidence about what really happened to the victim in this case.
This is the missing poster that I made the night that I found out that she was missing. And I just remember we drove all over the place. We were just putting them everywhere.
It was June of 2000 in the small town of Manteca in California's Central Valley. Amber was just finishing up her junior year of high school, and she was looking forward to a summer of hanging out with her friends, including her best friend, 18-year-old Renee Ramos. Then that Friday, the phone rang. It was Renee's mother.
That was like the first thing that Donna said when she called me. She said, "Jake says Renee's missing. He doesn't know where she is at."
Jake Silva, also 18 years old, was Renee's boyfriend of nearly a year. Jake and Renee were basically always together 24/7.
As soon as Donna said that Jake couldn't find her, that's when I thought something was not right.
That's when Amber started making the posters. In big bubble letters, she'd written the word missing above a smiling photo of Renee.
What is the bottom paragraph say there?
It says, "Our Renee has been missing since Monday morning, Memorial Day. We miss every bit of our little valley girl. We hope she comes home as the same beautiful young woman we remember her as."
That weekend, Renee's friends posted flyers all around the town, asking everyone they saw if they'd seen Renee. No one had. Renee's friend Lori remembers being worried, but not panicked, when she found out that no one knew where Renee was.
In my mind, she had just been missing. Because it doesn't happen in this town, you know?
Right.
I was just concerned. I don't think I wanted to think the worst, so it was more like, I feel like she might have been hiding somewhere, but, you know, if she wasn't.
Renee's friends and family kept hoping and expecting that she'd turn up, but she didn't. And then, on Monday morning, their worst fears were confirmed.
How'd you find out something had happened?
My mom called me and said, "Lori, the police found a body of a girl, and they think that it's Renee. Like, they're pretty sure it's Renee." And I just remember crying.
Three people were arrested for the rape and murder of Renee Ramos. One of them was her boyfriend, Jake Silva. But until recently, Renee's friends hadn't known there might be reasons to question whether Jake and his co-defendants had actually committed the crimes they were accused of.
That's why I'm so confused about everything, because I was so young when all this information hit me. And right, then, of course, you're trying to move on with your life later on. So I didn't understand anything that was being told to me because it didn't make sense. But, like, how am I supposed to make sense of this?
Right. I just had to, like, accept what came out of it. But I do remember always just being confused about it. All the evidence and everything that was brought up to the surface. I literally remember asking myself, so what really happened?
What is the actual truth? This whole time we just believed what we were told. If evidence proves different, it's definitely going to be upsetting.
If that's the case.
If he didn't do it, who did?
Right. That needs to be found. Who did?
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.